This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the time for Americans to celebrate. Celebration. What are we going to celebrate? Well, we'll celebrate this thing called America. We can celebrate our independence. It's called the 4th, but I think the more appropriate phrase, Independence Day, or celebrating our independence, is better. And isn't it interesting, the number of people who decide to get married on or around Independence Day. Independence and marriage don't seem to love and marriage. Yeah, but independence and marriage? How does that? There's a chuckle from Mrs. Pellegrino, who has arrived back on the scene. For those of you who are devotees of the DJV experience, which this is, you know that Jennifer is off until Wednesday morning, which would be mañana. Today is Tuesday. We're alive on the 4th of July, as we are on every day. But mañana was the language that Mrs. Pellegrino was listening to the past week, because she had her honeymoon down someplace in deepest, darkest Mexico.
I heard a lot of mañana, yes.
Did you? Yes. What else did you hear a lot of? How do you say congratulations in Spanish?
Feliz something.
Feliz Mariana.
Feliz Cumpleaños, maybe? Or is that happy birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought it was it Feliciano? Feliz. Is there a Cumpleaños in there? I don't know.
I don't know. There was a banner. They put a banner across our door that said Happy Honeymoon, and it said it in English, and it also said it in Spanish, but I guess I forgot to read the Spanish part.
Or take it with you, one or the other. The banner. Well, yeah. Did you keep the banner to bring it home and have a drawer of memories?
Lewis took it off the door and he wanted to pack it, and I forgot to put it in the suitcase.
Nice
He's
guy.
More sentimental than I am.
There we go.
I was like, what are we going to do with a banner?
You put it away in your case.
I know. I should have. I know.
You remember for the special time that you've had. And anybody who saw any of Victoria Keelan's Instagram page, or is it On Air Victoria for Instagram as well,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
So yes.
You would have seen a lot of the celebration. Look, a couple of times, like, he'd had a little bit too much to whoop jamunk.
He was very well behaved.
Was he?
Yes.
Well, I think that's why you married him.
Yeah.
Isn't it? In part because he knows his...
Because he gets me home when I drink too much? Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, I was about to say because he knows his place, and that's verboten, because that's not part of what the contemporary relationships, in my mind, that don't really require marriage. But this was something that you said he wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and you were happy with it. You sound happy.
I'm delighted that I went along with his plan.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So what a wonderful way to start a life together. It's just, well, you're really not starting a life together. You've been together for years.
But, you know, it really does feel like a brand new beginning.
New beginnings.
It really does. And it just, it's I don't know, I don't want to sound too sappy, but it's really, really nice.
Okay, so among the things that I would give to you as a wedding present is you'll have a wonderful reality check with Maria Trilogy, who's the resident astrologer
mm-hmm.
for the program. I'm going to give you time with her, and not a set amount of time, because I think, and it would be nice if the two of you were on the phone or somehow together
mm-hmm. sure.
and have the conversation with her, because I think she can tell you a lot. The moon is in a very interesting place. Astrology at this time, and this is something that I wish I had been smart enough to ask one time. I think it was last year or the year before, I had her do the astrology chart for the country, because America was born.
Cool.
Not though, the interesting thing is that it isn't for July 4th, because America wasn't really born on July 4th.
How did we pick that date?
don't understand. Well, it was when the document was actually delivered.
Okay.
But the document was signed, or at least the most of the signatures were gathered on the 2nd of July, 1776. And the founding fathers were not all able to get together in the same room, as I understand it. And then the conversation that happened after that, the things that grew into the government of the United States, the things, the moment, John Adams said, the moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and that there is not a force of law, public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolatable in every society before it can be civilized. Some of that stuff, you know, translate a little bit, but the founding fathers were smart in a sense. There are those who look at this situation and talk about the success. The cynics say, yeah, it's been a great success for guys who were just like them, white landowners, property owners, men with money. There's a criticism that comes with looking at the reality, depending on your point of view. The other side of it is that this was not, people don't really understand, this was not, this, we declared our freedom from the crown. The independence that we celebrate today, and if you look at the founding fathers, their reality, and if you look at what the document really says, it, all men are created equal. That reference was not to white, black, whatever your background is in terms of religion. It wasn't. That's not what it was for. It was for specifically our removing ourselves from the thumb of the king. And that's all it is. And if you don't understand that, don't realize, then people, and this is the sad sort of side of this. Today, as we look at it and we think of ourselves as providing equality, they didn't really intend for it. They were slave owners.
Yeah.
They didn't have any interest in providing equality for black people or people who weren't Christians either.
Yeah, it wasn't even a thought then.
No.
Although I would like to believe that if they were transported into the future, that some of those great minds would have considered that. But I think given what they were dealing with at the time, the demanding issue at the time was getting away from King George and things like that. But I would like to believe that we were birthed by some brilliant minds, and we were.
Oh, they were brilliant minds.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no question about that. And historically, Kara and I were talking about this. It was Richie and on the conversation yesterday, Kara, with regard to my being a practiced sociology and history, political science, and speech and the language were all part of what I studied growing up through high school, college, graduate school, that kind of stuff. So I have a certain amount of, and it is an interpretation. Although, you know, it's so hard to get away from anything. That's why they were smart enough to have a Supreme Court, because they knew there would be people who would not understand what the words meant. And I'm not sure that we have, this is all a political reality of understanding what the words mean in the Constitution. Is how do we know what those 56 guys knew or
right.
were thinking? Or, you know, we're putting an interpretation on their words because somehow you have to.
Right. And we were so heavily borrowing from France, which so many Americans, you know, dismiss France and for so many reasons. And it's, you know, if you take a look at our Constitution, the way our government is established, we really just, because of Jefferson's influence and Franklin's time in France, too, I mean, we really, really heavily borrowed from France and just the whole system and their Constitution. So it is interesting. And I think it's nice to talk about it because it's something that I think we take for granted. We just think of barbecue and fireworks.
Right.
And nice to really talk about that.
What do you really do with the 4th of July? What do you really do with the independence that we're talking about today? As you know, The belief, my belief in having the radio program on the air is part of my dedication to the people who keep us here. There are a lot of people who want to have some company today, a lot of people who want to know what's going on conversationally. We've become friends to lots of people who don't have other friends, who are alone. There are people who come on this program, stations to carry the program because they know it's going to be live that normally don't because they have their own local morning programs, live local morning programs. And then there are those who carry us longer, and it's just a nice group of different people who can weigh in anytime in any number of ways. 888-302-3684. You can email Doug at DougStephan.com. That's the moldy oldie way of doing it. However, you want to send us a comment on Twitter, that's fine. At DJV Show, that's how you follow us. At On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Stephan, and then the Facebook department at DJV or /DJV Show. Then there's Instagram, and it's just a neat way. Imagine what the founding fathers would have thought.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing, what they would think of Instagram and Twitter and all of that stuff.
Yeah, right. Something to think about. There's so many things that are positive and good and things that are reality checks that aren't necessarily bad. They're just not what you necessarily think are truth, justice, and the American way. So we've started with a look or an understanding of Independence Day. We have a congratulations for our dear friend Victoria Keelan, who got married a week ago Saturday. And so away we go. If you are hiring somebody tomorrow, you found yesterday that some guy promised you he was going to show up to work, and he didn't, so you fired him. Now what do you do? Well, you better go to ZipRecruiter.com and find out why it is they are so different. The folks who put together this idea, you know, there are a lot of job sites. Anybody who's been in business, you do it yourself. You have to go to all of the jobs. There are lots of them. Man, there are hundreds of job sites. But this is a way for you to get on all of them, just one click. This is the only way, using their fabulously powerful technology, that you can efficiently match the right people out there to the job that you have here. This is better than anything else. It's different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. You find them. That's really the cool thing. Most of the jobs that are posted on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will find a match in 24 hours. So you have to mess around with emails and calls and all that stuff. Nope. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post the job. Get the information. It's so easy to use their dashboard. It's why so many businesses of all sizes, find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And the reason that you're going to use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is because ZipRecruiter is free for you using that code. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. First time around, which will prove to you that this is the only way, the right way, the now way, the contemporary way to get those people for that job. Free usage at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected?
Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This guy had the ability to create rock music that sounded not necessarily from his era. And if you listen to this carefully, you can hear sort of the tone of his voice and realize who it is if you're an expert. He had a couple of hits, but listening to his voice here, it doesn't sound like the same voice that did Werewolves of London.
Right.
However, this is good. This is a good kind of simple, straightforward rock tune. He was an excitable boy. Late singer and songwriter Warren Zevon's large and the eclectic library of books up for sale, thousands of them, copies signed by authors with personal notes to Warren Zevon. Among the books are collections of W. Somerset Maugham and Graham Greene novels, as well as a lot of detective fiction. Some are by friends like Hunter S. Thompson. I can see these guys. I get them to see those two.
Can you picture Warren Zevon and Hunter S. Thompson together? That is a debaucherous night.
Oh, my God. Stephen King, dedicated a book to Zevon, as a matter of fact, after he died. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we talk about dead musicians and rockers every hour of the program. In this segment, we're into music, and this is a compilation of the books, and a focus on the books owned by Warren Zevon. Let's see, who else have we got in here? Books contain items within their pages from the musician's life, like a fax from a record company, restaurant receipts, that kind of stuff. What he did was use the books kind of like a filing system, said his ex-wife, along with their daughter, Ariel, is selling the books to raise money for a retreat and community center that they've started up in Vermont. In the pages of the Mom collection are letters written, itineraries, plane tickets, that kind of stuff. Things that were his, that his fans would be interested in. Zevon's books are being cataloged, will be sold online on eBay. One of them sold for $400. Another one, a Robert Kraft biography of Igor Stravinsky, whom Zevon met as a teenager, is up for sale as well. This guy had a very interesting life, but you had to have known that. You know who would have been a good member, a good triumvirate member of this? Christopher Walken. He'd fit with Warren Zevon and Hunter Thompson.
I could see that, yeah. Pretty well. Maybe they knew each other.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, sometimes, you know, we've talked about names before and how people would be different if they had different names. And I just feel like having the name Warren Zevon, you have to have had an interesting life. Like, that last name is just such an interesting name.
Well, put it together with all of those. Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And Hunter S. Thompson, although that's the blandest of the three.
Mm.
You'd have to know what he was like, if you pardon the pun, puffery, to understand kind of how that, well, that whole bunch worked together.
And from everything I've read about Warren Zevon and even a lot of his lyrics, he seemed like a brilliant guy.
Oh, yeah.
And just had that literary mind. So I'm not surprised that he had 1,000 books in his personal collection that were probably really interesting.
Think about it this way. Think about what inspires other people. We've heard this, or I used to hear it all the time when I was trying to come up with something original. I remember when my college profs started me thinking about this. There are no original thoughts. Somebody's had the same thought you've had at some point before in some reality. So if that's the case, you take people and their ideas. That's why it's hard with plagiarism to make a case for, because a lot of people have similar ideas, just how they work them together, whether it's in music or whether it's a movie or whether it's a book or whatever it is, whether it's, you know, a speech. We get our ideas from other people who get their ideas from other people, so then you wonder, how far back does it go? And think about it that way when you're thinking creatively today as you enjoy your independence. 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Sometimes we identify with people who are aggressive toward us. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Identification with the aggressor is a psychological concept that describes how people can be swayed to support those who are being aggressive, abusive, or controlling toward them. Sometimes, in cases of domestic violence, for instance, victims of domestic violence will defend the aggressor and justify his actions so he doesn't get in as much trouble, or sometimes any trouble at all. The reason people do this is clear. It's scary when others are aggressive, abusive, or controlling toward us. So as a defense mechanism, it makes sense why someone might identify with their aggressor to justify in their minds why these terrible things are happening to them. The more you are aware of this defense mechanism, however, the better chance you have at not being caught up in it. Knowledge is power. For more on defense mechanisms, visit drchristianconti.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, so you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At the hour now on Independence Day 2017. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan slash Pellegrino. I'm going to have to stick with Keelan. You're going to stick with Keelan, but yeah. It's nice to acknowledge Pellegrino. Did your mother and your father say, oh, well, were there tears? You didn't really just go. I'm sort of waiting for Jennifer because she'll want to snap up all of it.
I will tell you one very funny and cute moment. You sent me the loveliest email. I said this to you, and I wrote back. It was the nicest email I got, and it was so sweet and really touching. And you said, amongst other things, I wish you and LP, Louis Pellegrino, a stupendous day, an unforgettable week, and a fabulous, unending flow of love and warmth from now to the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. I'll sing it to you if you like. And I read that out loud to my parents the day after the wedding. We were having brunch, and I thought that wording was so beautiful, the sentiment behind it. I know I wish you had been there with us, and you were there in spirit, and so was Karen, so was Jen. And so my mom said, oh, that's so sweet. I love Johnny Mathis. And I said, what are you talking about? No, this is Doug Steffen. She said, no, that's Johnny Mathis. I had no idea. You had plagiarized. You plagiarized.
But I just told you 10 minutes ago, well, there are no original thoughts.
And it definitely reminded me of this email. And it kind of let the air out of the balloon, because here I thought that you had this wonderful bit of prose that you had sent me that was such an original, lovely thought from you. And my mom said, oh, I bet Doug loves Johnny Mathis, too. And I was like, who the hell is Johnny Mathis?
Oh, my God,
my email?
No.
Well, I at least know who Johnny Mathis is. Because,
I mean, I've heard the name.
Well, Jen gave me crap about this recently because I think if this came up before, you had asked who he was, and I said, yeah, he has all those, like, Christmas albums, and she laughed because she was like, no, he's a country musician, or he's, you know, he's got tons of other stuff. He's not country. Yeah.
He's a pop guy who's still around, by the way.
Yeah. But
well, I guess I should email him and thank him for the lovely words.
You know what you could do, and when you do the put together the new Music Monday stuff, you can find, I think there's a new album that he has just completed or is working on.
I'll look that
up. And the guy's easily in his mid-80s. But he has one of those voices like Tony Bennett that never goes away, that doesn't get lost. And, yeah, The 12th of Never is a song. As a matter of fact, Carrie probably has gone to the...
Is this a real song?
Yes.
It's called The 12th of Never?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not called The 12th of Never. It comes from... it's not Wonderful, Wonderful. Now I have to think about the song title itself, and I'll go back to it.
Yes, you should know where you're stealing from.
No, but it just came to me as I was prosaically. You have to give me credit for the rest of the stuff that was
I
there
did.
Because it was my love sending my love to you.
I mean, I literally read this email aloud at
and
the brunch table.
It. Wait till
and
I
she
meet
totally
your mother. I'm gonna slap her around a little for ruining it.
She totally ruined it.
That's the tone.
But it was so funny because she said, oh, Johnny Mathis. I said, no, this is Doug Steffen.
Mm-hmm.
I literally thought you were being so original.
I would be curious to know what your parents think about what you do and what they think about, whether they listen, what they think about me, what they think about all of the ladies, and what a good combination. You see, part of going back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about there being no original thoughts, there's such a thing as chemistry. And you and Lewis have found it, and that's why you celebrate it. Sometimes, and I hope that your mother and father still have their chemistry.
Some
they do.
People
it's keep
really
it. Some
cute.
People don't. Some people go back to it. Some people realize it. Some people go away. They come back together again. They realize what they have. It just is a number of different ways of celebrating all of our... We're unique. That part, maybe there are no unique thoughts, but we all know that our DNA is different. We all know that our what goes on in our mind, the chemistry of our bodies, how we react, how we take in things, different food, different atmospheric conditions, all of those things are unique, even though the Genome Project proves to us that every human being and many of the things that are composite in our world, like a banana. You know, we have a lot of things in common with a banana, whether you realize it or you don't realize it.
Yeah, I did not know that.
No, the DNA in a banana is similar in some respects. There are a lot of components in a banana that are part of our chemistry. And so it's very interesting to figure this sort of things out. And it's a good exercise. So when I wrote that note to you, what was coming into my mind is I find myself... the people who ascribe me and my thinking to the loony bin, I believe in automatic writing. I think you just get... I just let my hands go. And
stream
my mind
of consciousness,
go,
the literary folk would call
exactly.
It. Yep.
Whatever was in my mind at that moment aimed at you was what came out. And it was a very quick... It took me 3 or 4 minutes to write that, and it was what I really thought.
What
do you have?
Is that it?
Yeah, it just froze up on me for YouTube.
Well, it was very, very sweet, and I really did appreciate it, even though my mom put a pin in that balloon.
No, that's all right.
It is called The 12th of Never. You weren't
it
wrong.
It is 12th of
yeah.
Never. Okay, all right. I couldn't remember what the song was called. So you have it?
I'm trying to play it, but YouTube is not having it.
Yeah.
All right.
I explain.
That is the
I need you, oh my darling. My roses need rain.
Yes.
You ask how long I'll love you. I'll tell you true until the 12th of never. I'll I'll still be loving you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hold me close. Never let me go. Hold me close. Melt my heart like April snow. I'll love you till the bluebell.
I know Johnny Mathis, but I've never heard this song, and I love it.
Yeah, it's so pretty. What a voice.
Has lost its perfume.
Romantic, melodic voice.
I'll love you till the poets run out of rhyme.
Great poetry.
Until the 12th of never. That's a long, long time.
Aw, I love that.
Until 12 of never. And that's a long, long time.
So what you should do is take your device, find that song, and when you get off the air today, stick it under Lewis's pillow.
I think he would really love that, too. Yeah, that is beautiful.
I get the feeling that Lewis is a traditionalist. Just by looking at him, and I have never had a conversation with him in my life, he works for somebody that
I'm very close to. Well, he likes talking to you off the air in the background. He feels like he knows you.
Well, I think that's it. That can come, you know, that's one of the beauties of radio. Or listening to voices, whether it's in this venue, whether it's podcast, whatever it is, whether it's the now, the here and the now, whether it's something, you know, if you go into, for those who are new to the program and you like what you're listening to or across the course of the morning, you go to TuneIn Radio, whatever your device is, and have this app there and do a search for Doug Steffen Now, and you'll hear all of these things as we go through them. And the program of the day is what you will listen to, and over the course of 5 or 6 hours, you get the gist of sort of who's got 5 or 6 hours. That's the thing. And I sort of try, who in the world has got 5 or 6 hours to live? But you'd be surprised at how many people just, you know, they don't sleep, so they use it early in the morning, whatever it is. But it's good that we have, as I said, this sort of chemistry. And so making reference to the Johnny Mathis song, the chemistry of the ideas and the music, let me get, this is, we all sort of, we get used to listening to music or watching television or going to a movie or even reading a book. Do you realize what it takes to take those thoughts? Because all of whatever is produced musically or in a book or on a screen, all of those things have come from somebody's mind, and that's one of the things to celebrate. The fact that the mind, what's the old expression, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. How many people do waste their minds? They get all drugged up, or they get all, you know, alcohol and other things that people use to, unfortunately, escape from their realities. If we all have stuff in our lives that we'd like to pull the plug on. No question about it. No matter how happy you are, no matter how great life is, it's always going to be a distraction. But you replace those thoughts if you can train your mind to do it, and I don't think it's that difficult, to just replace. I used to, when I would be upset about, for example, Charlotte dying, I'd think, of the things that happened in her last hours, and then, wait a minute, why am I doing that? That's silly. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Think about all the wonderful things, the silly little things, the nuance of her that I had for 14 years, and you can do that with a relationship. Yeah, you can do it without, you know, if you have had a loved one who's either gone for whatever the reason, or maybe, you know, gone. You don't think, oh, my God, that suffering at the end. No. You think about the great stuff. If you had children together, if you had experience, you worked together, whatever it is. You just take the old crappy junk and throw it away and put the replace. It's like pulling out a plug. It's like replacing a fuse. use that if no, I I said that and I think to myself, wait a minute, have these two had the experience of replacing a fuse?
Kara and I, we talk about replacing fuses all the time. So
happy to know that. Anyway, so that's the romance portion. I want not to lose the fact that we are here celebrating our independence. Some of the things that are, and maybe I can replace some of these thoughts with the goodness that's come out of our being independent, but those 56 men who signed the Declaration, they all didn't have such great lives, you know. After, it wasn't just it all got signed and the British said, oh, okay. No. Excuse me, it didn't happen that way at all. As a matter of fact, five of the signers were captured right after the signing. They were tortured and hung as traitors. 12 of the signers had their homes ransacked by the British and burned to the ground. Sons that were captured of these men also were tortured and hung. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds during the Revolutionary War. You think about these people. They were lawyers and jurists, merchants, farmers, large plantation owners. They were all well-educated. They were all men of means. And they knew what the penalty would be if they were captured. And many of them, there was a traitor. His name was Carter Braxton of Virginia. He had a fleet of ships that he was a traitor. He had a fleet of ships. British hauled them all out into Chesapeake Bay and burned them. This guy died broke. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move around all the time to save his family. He never stayed in one place for the rest of his life. His family was kept in hiding. His main home possessions were all taken and burned to the ground. You look at some of these stories and the way the British, General Cornwallis was not a pleasant fellow.
Mm.
He was a bad dude, man. And any of these people he could find, he just killed them or he tortured them. They almost did that with Washington, as a matter of fact. So don't think that these people had, it was just a signing ceremony, and they went off to a party afterwards.
Yeah.
Guys, that wasn't the case at all. They all had a hard time of it. And the stories, you know, you can really dig around in all this stuff and find these stories of these people who gave it all for what we have now. You know, some people can criticize it, but still is the greatest place on the planet to live, I think. It's 11 before the hour on Independence Day at DJV.
The Allstate America's Best Drivers Report is here. So which city has the nation's safest drivers? Glenn Shapiro of Allstate.
Kansas City, Kansas earned the number one spot, followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Madison, Wisconsin. We want to educate all drivers to be vigilant. The number of deadly collisions continues to rise, and they can happen anywhere at any time.
That's why Allstate is working on a plan to encourage all drivers to be safe.
For years, Allstate has released its list of the safest driving cities, and we think every city should strive to be on top. So this summer, we're launching our new campaign to continue our advocacy for roadway safety, from the busiest highways to neighborhood streets.
Shapiro says driver behavior can make all the difference.
Most collisions are caused by preventable human error, so keep a safe distance between you and the car in front of you. Avoid distractions like texting while driving, and of course never operate under the influence. Simple precautions like this can keep us all safer.
For more, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Talk time now, 53 after the hour. This is a normal portion of our daily program, Monday through Friday. Victoria Keelan with an overview of some of the major stories from the world of technology that will affect you. And I think perhaps the fact that Amazon is scheduling their Prime Day and when it will be and what it's all about. As a matter of fact, it's sooner than you think, as Victoria will tell you right after this.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy, just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Let's get at this. First story of impact and import for you to know has to do with Amazon and yet another attempt at them taking over the world.
It's kind of true.
Than you think.
Yeah,
it's true. What are you doing?
Well, Amazon Prime Day is, you'll be seeing a lot of stories about this in the next few days. The official holiday that Amazon is now trying to make a big deal about, Amazon Prime Day, is Tuesday, July 11th. And so what it is essentially everything on Amazon goes on sale. And they're touting it as bigger than Black Friday. And we know in the tech world, if you want to buy a new TV or a tablet or anything like that in the tech realm, that Black Friday is always great for that. Amazon Prime Day is trying to really rival that. And so they're starting their deals this year. This has been going on for a while now, a few years, but this year it seems to be it's getting more press. So they're starting Amazon Prime Day at 9 p.m. on Monday, July 10th, and it will go until 3 a.m. on July 12th. So they're extending it for two full days. And the interesting thing is this year they've made shopping even easier. So they've got 20 different categories, so you can go immediately to whatever category you're looking for. They say, now this is what Amazon says, this is not for me, I don't know for sure, but they say that if you are in the market for a new TV, that this is the right time to do it, that they have the best deals that Amazon has ever had on TVs. So the other cool thing that they're doing, if you have an Amazon device like an Amazon Echo, an Echo Dot, which Jennifer was so sweet to give Lewis and me as a wedding gift, and we love it, a Fire TV or a tablet, the Echo is the little tower that you speak to through Alexa, the virtual assistant, and the Echo Dot looks like a little hockey puck, and it's the smaller version of it, but essentially does most of the same thing. So you can say, hey, Alexa, find me a TV deal on Amazon Prime Day. So if you use Alexa for any of that shopping, you also get exclusive deals that Amazon is doing just through
Alexa.
All
is, how this stuff is all making it so mindless.
Well, some could argue that it's helping save a lot of money.
Well, so here's another Amazon. This is a postscript to that. Maybe it tells you what's what and who's who. Amazon applying for a patent that gives more insight into them and what they're planning. The drone delivery program is called Amazon Prime Air. The drones would take off, land, and pick up deliveries from a tower placed in a densely populated city that would house the drones. So they bought Whole Foods. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Drone grocery delivery?
It's just they land the drones on top of the buildings.
Mm.
And that's what they use as their hub, if you will. They were very smart.
Yeah, and at some point, Amazon did need what they call brick-and-mortar type establishment.
Yep.
They needed that.
The crazy thing about their drones, though, I'm pretty sure that this is what they're doing. So they were testing out drone delivery before, but if a drone had low battery or something, they would just wait until it was fully charged, and then they would send it out. Now they're sending out drones that aren't, if they're not fully charged, they're still sending them out, and then if it runs out of battery or out of life, it's going, another drone is going to come, pick up whatever that thing was delivering, and continue on the way.
Wow.
That
is
like
really
cool. Mid-air transfers, which is
That's awesome. I love technology.
Where we are.
Until it breaks, and then I hate it.
Or it lands on top of your roof.
Right.
Well, let's say you have a glass, one of those glass, what do they call those things, the sunroof. And the thing,
like a solarium? Yeah.
Hello, goodbye. 59 past the hour on the DJV experience.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.